Yeah, it's a wax to watch there from a great new American group called The Cliffs of Lavender Hill. Well, you'd better stop and get a ticket. Well, that's a funny thing to do. Watch out for parking meter wardens. Don't be worried about the time because it's 9:05. Don't forget at 12 noon, it's the American Hot 100 show. Here's the latest Beatle news from our pop correspondent over there in the United States with the Beatles, Jerry Superlaton, Caroline North DJ, who's covering the tour both for Radio Caroline and for Disc and Music Echo. And this is the latest report we've received from Jerry. At 3:30 p.m. yesterday, the first Beatles show of the tour. Also on the bill were the Remains, Bobby Hebb, and the Circle, and the Ronettes. The response of the audience was fantastic. They screamed just as loud as ever. You would never have known that there had been any adverse publicity against the Beatles. As their boys made their appearance, it seemed to me that the entire amphitheater was illuminated by thousands of camera flash bulbs, which did not clear for the entire performance. An American DJ pointed to the capacity crowd and said to me, "Well, Jerry, there's your answer to press. Don't know what they're talking about." Talking to John after the show, he said, "I'm glad it went well. Now we can settle down and get on with the tour." That's the latest Beatle report from the USA. Jerry Superlaton reporting for Radio Caroline and also Disc and Music Echo. Right now, little darlings, I want you to do a Sunday sing-along with Ringo Starr and Yellow Submarine.
It's time for Lucky Birthday Bonanza, presented by Halex Twin Toothbrushes and Golden Wonder Peanuts. This segment brought to you by Halex Twin.
The tooth, the whole tooth,
and nothing but the tooth. Get a Halex Twin and get brushing. Hi there, and a very good afternoon to you from me, Rick Dane, and welcome once again to Lucky Birthday Bonanza. And on this Friday, the 2nd of June, things seem to be swinging the lucky way on the birthday board, because already we've had two major prizes given out. We've had Mr. E.D. Everett of 30 Hastings Road in Maidstone, Kent, winning a portable TV set valued at £70, and also Miss Jane McLaughlin of 91 Trumpet Road, Cleethor in Cumberland, won a Philips cassette tape recorder valued at £30 on the 9:30 a.m. segment this morning. So right now we're going to draw a letter out of the Halex Twin Toothbrush mailbag, and we'll open it up, and we see that this one comes from near Reading in Berkshire. It's a good morning to Nurse C. Reynolds, I believe this is. I can't quite make out the writing, but I think it's C. Reynolds. Anyway, good morning to all the nurses at the Wayland Hospital, Bradfield, near Reading in Berkshire. I certainly hope, Nurse C. Reynolds, that you're listening this morning. You say, "Dear Rick Dane, I always listen to Radio Caroline, on or off duty, so I'm taking a chance by sending in my date of birthday, which is as follows, the 28th of the month, and I hope that I'll be lucky. This is the first time I've entered a competition of this kind." Well, Nurse C. Reynolds, you are very lucky, because every letter drawn wins a prize, as you know, on Lucky Birthday.